Gus Gutierrez Rojas, Alyssa Norby, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Decatur's public art scene is growing more vibrant daily since your sculpture project launched back in 2012. Now you're working on an artist's colony through a planned living and workspace. That is great news, so let's start on the ground floor, Melissa, with that creative engagement center. What is it all about?
The city will manage the first floor, which we're naming The Hive, and this is a place for professional art shows, co-working space for art instruction, just a great, big, flexible space for the tenants and the community to utilize. It's on 2nd Street in downtown Decatur, and it's in the former Music House. That's what local people call that building.
That is fantastic.
And it's right in the middle of our Decatur sculpture tour, so we are creating that art community neighborhood in our downtown.
You got it all going. Okay, Gus, you represent those living spaces that are above the center. Now, how does this fit that master plan?
Well, basically, I kind of like to describe it as it's going to turn into this creative ecosystem where someone who lives there wakes up, and from your waking hours to the time you go to sleep, you'll be immersed in this building that encourages you to do what you do.
A nice space right in the heart of everything.
Absolutely. The best part about it is that it's affordable. Rents are capped. They're based on area medium income. So that plays into a lot of the people that we're trying to reach, the up-and-coming artists. So someone that's trying to turn a side hustle into a main hustle, those are the people that we're really trying to reach.
And then they've got the whole center below them in which they can ply their craft and build it all.
Yes, part of their lease agreement's going to be that they need to be involved in the community somehow. So we hope that they come down and work in the art store, they can display their work, and that they're going to teach a class to the community or do a demonstration so when people walk by the big picture windows, they can see them doing their art. Introducing our community to the art community that's at the lofts.
That is so savvy and sensible. And the best part, it's really, really happening now. So what is the public response?
So far, I know from the reception we've gotten interest-wise, it's really picking up. So the more people hear about it, the more curious they are, the more excited they are. And that in turn really makes me excited from my creative standpoint, where I'm like, yeah, I want to see this diversity, this creative juices going here at the lofts. And the more diverse people and professions that we can get in there, I think it's the better.
This is a very different kind of project for the city to take on and partner with Biggs on. We kind of see this as an economic development opportunity. And we know that economic development is very different than it used to be. I don't think any of us have the illusion that a 500-person factory is going to come in. But we've got these folks that are going to live in the lofts. We're going to provide entrepreneurship classes, training, mentorship. We hope that they can get their art product to market. We want to encourage that. And then maybe they'll open a business, and then maybe they'll hire some employees. So it's a very different project for us to look at in terms of economic development. And it's something that we're trying.
It's really looking outside the paint box, you might say.
Yes.
And how will both spaces affect Decatur's image sociologically then?
I think having 16 unique households, adding foot traffic to downtown Decatur, adding economic power, walking down, catching a movie, eating dinner, becoming part of the concert series, becoming part of the farmers markets, they add this spark. I think for me, it's inspiration and creativity that you just never know is going to happen until you try it, until you take that first leap. And image-wise, I think it's just a matter of letting people know that Decatur is willing to try something new, and we hope people embrace it.
Decatur has a great art history that I think we didn't really know about until the sculpture tour came about. Decatur is the boyhood home of David Smith, who's widely known across the country as one of the initial sculptors to use welding as part of his process. So think about that we're going to have all these artists as part of our community. I hope that people who are not artists, that we're able to use this project and this experience for the rest of us to get smarter at art. That there'll be art classes and art appreciation kind of things for folks who don't have that art talent but still want to be part of the art community and learn about the arts.
That's a great point. And is it safe to say that it's already sparking some pride for folks that do live in Decatur?
Absolutely. I think the sculpture tour, everybody's adopting each year what their favorite sculpture is. And they're very proud to talk about what that is. And another thing that we've seen at the city level, we've had a number of people come in and say, I've been driving my child, or I've been driving out of town to take this class or take piano lessons or take a kid's music class. And we want to try to start something here. So we've had, in one case, a musical me program that a local mom has come in and wrote some curriculum for a child's music class for 0 to 5 year old kiddos. So it's great to see that the community is thinking art-wise, and they're also thinking, how can I be effective and how can I contribute to our art community?
And continuing, dare you hope to draw new residents, new businesses, new organizations to Decatur with this initiative?
Absolutely. I think best case scenario, that's what happens. Someone ends up coming from out of town and lives at the Lofts. Decatur grows on them and they find that it's a great place that they want to start a business and creates that stimulus of not only that, but I want my friends here. So a lot of personal stories have come together, and I think collectively that's what creates that synergy. So there's artists that start reaching out and say, hey, you know what? I'm not from Decatur, but I've been living here. Turns out like they have all these good things going on for it. And I know, as a nod to the city of Decatur, is some of our applicants coming from out of town say, you know what? It's a really progressive thing that Decatur's doing. So if I can't find that in my hometown, I'm willing to relocate to Decatur, a place that embraces talent. That's really encouraging for us as well.
It's the best of all worlds. And as a matter of fact, the person in charge is actually an art student at St. Francis.
Brielle Adams, she's a Decatur native and she's a student at St. Francis in ceramics. She's been hired by the city to manage the first floor Hive space. So she's going to be working to create some programming and the membership situation so you can come in and use it and schedule all the public art programming that's going to go in there. So we're lucky to have somebody with some art knowledge in there, and we're proud to have somebody that's local to kind of take on this project.
That's fantastic. Now, I have a feeling that the creative juices are going to continue to flow here. They probably are flowing already. So what's next in this direction as far as you guys can see?
Just last week, the city council voted for the establishment of a Decatur Arts Commission. Now, in retrospect, we're probably chicken egg kind of a thing where we probably should have done this a while ago. But all these different art efforts and all this passion for different art projects to happen has fostered the creation of this art commission. So we're looking forward to see what their vision is for the overall arts of the city and to see how that progresses for the future of art in Decatur.
And Gus, now I know that you actually live in the Bluffton area, and you might say that you kind of are living both places as you're working in Decatur on such a project, and it's kind of like your baby. But specifically because you are in Bluffton, which has its own wonderful arts established there already, does what's happening in Decatur make the environs headlines?
Absolutely. They're small communities and they're neighboring communities. So there's a lot of room for this to overflow into obviously the neighboring communities. So we have gotten interest from residents in the nearby Bluffton, Huntington. But not only that, I think that creates additional ideas. For an example, we're partnering up with Adams County and Wells County artists to create an artist studio tour that's going to happen in October. And so that's just one of the things that got the conversation going from a project like the Second Street Lofts.
And it sounds like we ain't seen nothing yet.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, you've literally become an inspiration and example for similar projects, specifically in Angola and Huntington, as they are emerging with their public art campaigns. They are looking at your whole creative downtown space and the loft area and everything. Were you surprised with that distinction?
From the city standpoint, I think we were definitely surprised. We're still trying to get this up and running and open. And for another community to come in and say, we like what you're doing, can you give us a hand? It was very humbling and we were honored that someone else thought of us. And I think it's important that we be good neighbors in Northeast Indiana and in the whole state to help our neighbors and to be part of this Indiana community when it comes to especially the arts.
I think you're right. And we have to kind of be vulnerable a little bit and say that it does also put a little bit of pressure on the city of Decatur because we feel like we have eyes on us. But I'm personally up for the challenge. I know the city is up for the challenge. And not only that, but I think what I get reassured by is that those nearby communities turn into a big, great community where we have options for people.
So you can definitely help each other here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
We've talked about important things here, and this whole project is wonderfully meaningful and really going to turn Decatur around in such a good way. What do you have to say to the artists themselves?
Decatur's welcoming artists, no matter if you are a painter or a sculptor or a baker or whatever that art is. We're very broad in our definition of what art is. So we hope that if the income requirements don't work out for you with the lofts, you're welcome to come and use the first floor. And if there's a class you'd like to teach or something you'd like to see happen, the city of Decatur is open.
Absolutely. I think you nailed something very important there. And that's, we've been using the term artist because we felt that that was going to be kind of like a trigger. But at the same time, the more we talk to people, maybe artist isn't the right word. Maybe it's creatives, or maybe we call out specific types of creative endeavors that really resonate with people. Someone may not identify as an artist because I haven't gotten paid for a piece of work or I haven't displayed. What Melissa was saying is that our scope and our definition of what artist is very broad. So if you have a creative bone in your body and you want to explore that, maybe the Second Street Lofts is for you.
That's perfect. And I know you have a lot to get back to. So my last question, from your personal perspectives, what's the biggest change you hope this will make on and for your entire community, long-term, short-term, and artistically speaking?
I hope that the city continues to do this, and I hope that our community individually and different volunteer groups in our organizations take a risk, try something new. If there's an idea out there that our community has that they want to pitch to the city, come and tell us. We're here to entertain those great ideas and those progressive community projects. So I hope that by taking this risk with this project and some other recent projects that the community feels that there's more good projects to come.
For me personally, I think it's the promise of opportunity and what that creates. So it's a lot of the unknown, a lot of the projects that are soon to come that really build excitement. And it's like, what does this snowball into? That question mark is what keeps me going.
Gus Gutierrez Rojas does marketing and communications for Biggs Group's Second Street Lofts in Decatur, and Melissa Norby is the city's community development director. Thanks to both of you for making time to share this arts forward story with us today. Congratulations. Carry it on.
Thank you for having us.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.